Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trainers, this year's Winter Wonderland event is stuffed with fun. What a weird sentence that is. This isn't even a Thanksgiving event. What
is happening?
You're tuned into the GoCast podcast, your one-stop shop for updates, news, tips, and community in the world of Pokemon Go. Thank you for listening.
Citadel waddles onto the scene in Pokemon Go.
Who needs to manage their inventory when you can just buy more storage?
We're dearly excited for a wintry raid day.
What's better than one ticket? Two tickets.
And more on this episode of GoCast. Hello and welcome to the GoCast podcast, episode 262. It's December 12th, a Tuesday evening. I'm your host, Chris, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Kyle.
Hiya.
Hey, Kyle, how's it going this week?
It's all right. We're definitely not starting our recording over because we said the wrong date.
No,
20 seconds ago.
No, it's not. Okay, look, if you're a podcaster, having to restart your show because you got the episode number wrong or the date wrong is the most relatable thing in the world.
Wait, what episode are we on?
I don't know. What is this? It's super effective. I don't know. Okay, well, hey, Kyle and I are here to talk about Pokemon Go, and there is quite a bit of Pokemon Go to talk about. You thought last week we had a lot of news. Well, last week we did have a lot of news. And this week we have a good amount of news, which is nice because when we started out our day being like, are we still good for tonight? We haven't recorded on a Tuesday in forever. It's been 84 years. There was minimal amount of news for us to cover. And now a healthy, nice amount. So we're thankful for that. Oh, well, wrong holiday. Anyway, Mr. Kyle, let's talk about some goals that we set last week. This was going into the Catch Mastery Ice event, which we got to spend with some GoCast friends of ours. One of them was co-host DeFiE250. It was very nice to hang out with her and with several others, including many of our mods. So it was great. That was really, really great. But our goals entailed for you, Mr. Kyle, a shiny female Snorunt.
I did.
Woo! You got that pretty early on, didn't you?
It's the only shiny I got that day.
My man, buddy progress.
I did. Okay. I have.
And more storage cleaning. Very nondescript.
I didn't do that.
Okay.
I forgot about that. I was supposed to do that before the catch mastery.
Just no. Like, I don't need more than 50.
We're carrying that one over because
okay.
Storage is, I mean, it's not dire. I'm not dire, but it's. It could be better.
And you could always just buy more. we're getting ahead of ourselves. Okay, so 2 out of 3 for you. This is going to be a tie, spoilers. But 5 shinies. That did not happen. I got 2 shinies, but I don't want to spoil one of them, so hang on just a sec. So that's a no. 200,000 Stardust, that was a yes. And a shiny Cryogonal, that was a yes.
Ugh,
so I
think almost everybody in our group got a shiny Cryogonal except me.
Yeah, yeah. And we all did the ticket. So we all had 80 chances at the Cryogonal. But yeah, many of us were like not very lucky. And then I don't think any of us got like 3 or 4. It was either 1 or 2.
I think someone got 2, but I think that was it. I don't know if anyone got 3.
Yeah, I just snagged the 1, which is fine. You only really need 1. So also got a hundo. Dude, you got a hundo, didn't you?
Nope. No hundo.
Oh my gosh.
God. All the research, no hundo.
What? Oh, well, but the other shiny I got was I hatched a shiny Esper, and that's very exciting. I like pink Pokemon, yeah, and I like cats, so it was a great Pokemon. That's fine, you know, but 2 out of 3 for me as well. Kyle, in the spirit of the giving season, our gift to each other is that we tied for goals this week. Good job. All right, so we've got a lot of stuff to cover here, but before we get started, big shout out and thank you to our patrons from Patreon. More about Patreon and patronage at the end of the episode. See you there. But not before that, we got some news to talk about, so let's do it. Yo, what up? It's the news. Okay, the first thing we're going to talk about here, we've already kind of alluded to. We don't even probably have to mention it anymore, but we're going to anyway. It's the December storage increase. This has been branded with a month now, so I guess we can just expect this, I suppose. It's fine. Trainers, the limit on Pokemon and item storage limit capacity have been expanded by 500. The Pokemon storage limit has been increased to 7,300. The item capacity limit has increased to 6,300. Head to the shop to purchase storage upgrades and stock up on items in time for the holiday season. I will be doing this because I could use the extra storage, but 7,300 is an obscene amount of Pokemon storage. I'll say that. I'll admit that. That's fine.
Probably not necessary.
No.
Depending on who you ask.
Were you maxed out prior to this?
I am maxed out. I did not buying this one, but next time there's a major event and I need storage, I will probably buy it. That's usually okay. What happens. Cool. Like, I think I maxed out at GoFest this year. So
yeah, that sounds about right. And it's like, it's not like if you had some time, you couldn't just manage through it just fine. But The benefit of not having to worry about it until like 3 days later is priceless. Yeah. You know, and then you forget about it. And then it's like community day and you're like, what is all these costume Pokemon?
Yeah. Why do I have so many snow runs? Oh, right. I didn't clear out the catch mastery.
Exactly. I just got around to cleaning out my cowboy hat Snorlax for last week's goal.
Yeah. I had Froakie for 2 weeks ago, whenever that was. That I set that, I had to clear out a bunch of Froakie that were still there. I'm like, whoops.
Uh-oh. Missed this one.
As for item storage, though, that I'm far from max, and I probably will not get more. I guess I'm not that far from max. I have 5,600, and that's more than enough for me.
Yeah, you are 200 under what the old cap was.
Yeah, so 700 away from the current max, and it's, I don't think I need 14 upgrades, that right?
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, so that's happening. If y'all are hoarders like me, this is great.
Seek help.
Jubilant. Yeah. So, this is a safe space. You're fine. Anyway, let's move on to the next piece of news here, which is Winter Holiday Part 1. Trainers celebrate the season with the Pokemon Go debut of the Tera Whale Pokemon, Citadle and Cititan. You'll also encounter some familiar festive faces during the wintry fun, and don't forget to deck the halls with new avatar items and stickers. Additional revelry includes updated winter-themed postcard book backgrounds, a sprinkling of snow on the in-game map, and the Pokemon Go debuts of Pikachu wearing holiday attire and Raichu wearing holiday attire. Not to leave Raichu out, but to leave Pichu out, I suppose. Darn. When is this? This isn't news, but just as a refresher, Monday, December 18th at 10 a.m. to Monday, December 25th at 10 a.m. local time. At that time, part two will pick up, and we'll talk about part two next week. Debuts for this part one are Citadel, Titan, and both Pikachu and Raichu wearing holiday attire. The holiday attire is pretty cute. It's much better than just a hat. It's like an outfit with some accoutrement, you know, on it.
Yeah, it's got like a scarf cloak thingy around the neck.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah. It's cute. Did we need another Pikachu? Yes, I guess. Event bonuses. During Winter Holiday Part 1, trainers can choose the bonus they want to receive for completing time to research. You can choose either double XP for catching Pokemon or double Stardust for catching Pokemon. And there will be increased XP and Stardust from opening gifts during this time as well as its own separate bonus. Which one are you choosing, Mr. Not Yet Level 50?
I'm going to choose the 2x experience. So,
my man. Sweet. We haven't checked in a while. How close are you?
I'm not that close. My progress is very slow. I'm 7 million away from 48.
7 million away from 48. You could do like 2 million probably between community day and this event, you think? Are you going to hit 48 by the end of the year, you think?
No. Well, first off, absolutely not. That's like 2.5 weeks, and that includes Christmas. So, no.
I don't know. I'm trying to get you on the books for something, and then I can be like,
no, under no circumstances. Also, we have a 2x experience event right now that I'm only casually catching.
I can't believe it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, but it's adamant time. We talked about this last week.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad,
but there's good. There's some good, excellent throws out there, like Ponyta, really easy.
Yes, so that's true. And I do want to shout out that little Sparkle, who's a patron, who also sent us some lovely stickers. Thank you very much. Responded and said that they wanted XL candy for all of their Kanto hundos. So fair enough. Fair enough. That event is for somebody. And honestly, if I'm being true to myself, do I need some XLs for some of my Kanto hundos? Sure. But I just can't be caught out in public saying that I'm excited for a Kanto event. You understand?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I'm going to choose Stardust, I think, for my bonus here, because I'm not wanting for XP right at the moment until perhaps maybe they increase the trainer level, which they may or may not. Timed research, winter wishes. Trainers will be able to access free branching timed research that grants their bonus-based wish. Pick between 2x experience for catching or 2x Stardust for catching. The path you choose will determine which bonus and tasks you have for the whole event. No matter which wish you pick, all trainers who complete the research will receive items and encounter winter-themed Pokemon. The timed research will last throughout both parts of the winter holiday event. So bear that in mind. You can't have it both ways. You got to choose one and you'll commit, I suppose, for that bonus. And that should last, since this timed research is lasting, I'm assuming it'll last through part two as well. Watch me be wrong about that.
I mean, that would be what, 2.5 weeks or whatever, 2x experience or Stardust. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Unless part two gives you another opportunity to choose a different bonus, perhaps, in which case it would still just be a week, and that's just fine too, you know. Wild encounters for this part one event are Pikachu wearing holiday attire, Alolan Sandshrew, Seal, Eevee wearing a holiday hat, Swinub, Stantler wearing a holiday outfit, Sfeel wearing a holiday scarf, arguably the best one of the mix. Mm-hmm. Galarian Darumaka, Cryogonal, Bergmite, Citadle, Sneasel, Piloswine, and Amora. In raids, folks, you're going to be seeing 1-star raids featuring Pikachu wearing holiday attire, Alolan Sandshrew, Sfeel wearing a holiday scarf. You can shiny hunt that Sfeel, by the way. I know what y'all are thinking. The answer is yes. Crabrawler and Citadle. 3-star raids will feature Dewgong, Lapras, Stantler wearing a holiday outfit, and Glaceon wearing an undersea holiday outfit. I believe all of these Pokemon listed can be shiny in both 1 and 3 stars. So that's cool.
Yeah.
The Glaceon, the Stantler, and the Sfeel are old holiday outfits. So getting a chance to target them in raids is actually kind of cool, I think, for collectors out there. You are kind of just up to you're up to the algorithm here for the Eevee wearing a holiday hat. So that's the only one that's like, ooh, wow. Or I suppose you could choose to focus the event eggs, which are 2-kilometer eggs, featuring Amara, Galarian Darumaka, Smoochum, and the aforementioned Eevee wearing a holiday hat, if you so choose. Yeah, it's kind of a nice small pool.
Yeah, and they're 2-kilometer eggs. So
yeah,
that said, they're also 2-kilometer eggs, which means you have to get them.
True.
So
true.
Knowing everything, I'm going to have a full inventory of 5-kilometer eggs. So.
Wouldn't that be your luck? Field research task encounters feature Pikachu wearing holiday attire, Alolan Sandshrew, Shellder, Jinx, Lapras, Delibird wearing a holiday ribbon. There's another old one that always comes back. Sfeel wearing a holiday scarf. Snover, the Glaceon wearing an undersea outfit. Vanillite, Cubchu wearing a holiday ribbon. That's an old one too. Crabrawler, or you could get Mega Energy for either Abomasnow or Glalie too from tasks. There's also some new avatar items and stickers. Oh, you thought we'd forget about stickers. Oh, no, of course not. There's a Delibird onesie, a Citadle hat, Hollywood boots, gloves, sweater with scarf. Those are 3 separate items, by the way. You'll be able to get event-themed stickers by spinning Pokestops, opening gifts, and purchasing them from the in-game shop, a la normal. Prime Gaming avatar item and partner research. As part of this year's collaboration with Prime Gaming, we're offering trainers an extra festive gift. Amazon Prime members can get the holiday sweater with scarf avatar item via the Prime Gaming website before this item goes live in the holiday shop. This offer is yours to claim starting December 15th at 10 a.m. PST until January 19th at 10 a.m. PST. So if you were an Amazon Prime member, you get this stuff for free. You just have to go claim it and link your account, I think, or get the code. Get the code and redeem the code, I believe, is what I usually do. So there's really no reason not to, especially if you're, if you, like many other people, pay for Amazon Prime. I would just do it, honestly. Paid timed research. Okay, here's where it gets spicy, arguably, I guess. Ticket one. You already know where we're going with this. For US $2, or the equivalent pricing tier in your local currency, you'll be able to access event-exclusive two-part timed research. Purchasing this ticket will grant you timed research for both parts of the holiday or the winter holiday event. Timed research rewards for winter holiday part one include the following: event-themed Pokemon encounters, such as Sfeel with a scarf, Cryogonal, and the first peek at a new costume Pokemon, Psyduck, wearing holiday attire. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, two premium battle passes. They're hiding a new Pokemon in here. That's pretty wild. Timed research rewards. Well, I mean, it's not like a new Pokemon, it's a costume Pokemon, though. Timed research rewards for winter holiday part two include the following: event themed Pokemon encounters, such as Psyduck wearing holiday attire and Cubchoo wearing a holiday ribbon, and two more premium battle passes. Trainers who purchase this ticket during the winter holiday part two timed research will be able to access the winter holiday part one timed research as well. That is to say, if you wait until part two is what's being offered, if you buy the ticket, you'll get like retroactive access to part one. That's how I'm reading it. Do you agree, Kyle?
Yeah. I think it's just one ticket gives everything. You just can't complete the second step until part two starts.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. Yep. For ticket number two, however, this is going to be $5 U.S. currency or local equivalent. You'll be able to access event-exclusive timed research, complete the research tasks to earn an event-themed avatar pose. Other timed research rewards include the following: 2x candy for catching Pokemon, and various event-themed encounters such as Pikachu in holiday attire, Delibird with the ribbon, and the same early encounter with Psyduck wearing holiday attire. Trainers can purchase one or both of these tickets. Each ticket features different timed research tasks. Tickets can be purchased anytime throughout the winter holiday event period, and the tasks and rewards for all the timed research described above will be available until the expiration date listed. And then the last thing, I guess, for this event, there's showcases.
Yay.
Event-themed Pokemon going to go in them. Yep. Cool. That's great. Okay, Mr. Kyle, thoughts, feelings about this winter holiday event? I mean, I think the most notable thing to just sort of start off is that there's two tickets as opposed to one. And people are talking about that already. This news dropped today. And people are already mad that there's two tickets.
Yeah, they are mad.
Yeah.
Talking about the event first, though, it's fine. Like, it's exactly what I'd expect for winter / Christmas.
Yeah.
Positive. New Pokemon. Everyone likes new Pokemon. Can't be shiny, but that's okay. And it's just positive in that regard.
I agree. I think the new holiday attire, Pikachu and Raichu, look really nice. I'm not sure what the Psyduck looks like. I'm sure it'll be adorable. The pose is meh. You know, it's fine. Nothing's going to be that backwards gift throw over the shoulder, I suppose. What a weird looking pose that I still love. The pose for this year is you holding like hot chocolate or something in your hands with two hands, and your trainer will sip it.
Wait, why isn't that in this article? What?
It's in the article.
Where?
Scroll down to ticket number two.
Oh, I have the key. Oh, wait, hang on. Oh, it's not loading for me. There's just a big area here. Okay, I haven't scrolled enough, but it's not loading. Either way.
Not your fault.
It's just like, wait, hang on. Let me refresh. No, it's still not there. That's a good pose. I like that.
It's cute. It's
fitting.
It is cute.
Sititan's cool. I like Sititan. Chris is, we'll talk about Sititan later. But
we will talk about Sititan
later. I like the wild spawns have outfits for people to hunt outfits for, but it also has some good Pokemon to collect otherwise. Galarian, Darumaka.
Yeah.
Pillowsine, Swinub, both very good.
Sfeel for candy for Walrein and PvP. Swinub. Mm-hmm. Oh, you already mentioned Swinub. Alolan is Sandshrew is also very good for PvP. Yep. And then Seal for your Dewgong, I suppose.
Yeah, so it has a little bit of something for everybody, it feels like.
The only other thing that I would really like to sort of mention is that you made a good point here with the event themed eggs, right? The 2 kilometer egg pool. And like, I like when they feature a 2 kilometer egg pool. I think when they do it for like, you know, community days where there's a baby form and they make it pop a lot more often than not, I think that's always really cool. And I think when they have just one featured pool, they should kind of do that as a rule of thumb where like, if this event has eggs in it and it's only 2 kilometer pool, it should just be the case that that's going to be a boosted drop.
Yes.
I would like that.
Agreed. Yeah. One other criticism. Citadel is not in the 2 kilometer eggs.
Yeah, true.
Which just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I don't think it's officially a baby Pokemon, but it's very clearly a baby Pokemon.
Yeah, it's just a baby.
And so it definitely should have been in eggs. Whether that means the egg pool would have been 5 or they, I don't know, take out Smoochum maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I think even without it, though, looking at these 4 prime shiny hunting.
No, it is. It's just it feels weird. The new Pokemon that's almost a baby feels like it should also be an X.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Can we talk about how wild it is that they don't have a baby form of Eevee?
They waited too long.
Yeah, you're right.
Waited too long.
Yeah, that's very fair. But yeah, let's talk about the tickets. What's your take on this? People are mad because there's 2 tickets. People have just kind of been mad because anytime a ticket pops up, they just feel like it takes something away from the event, I guess.
Yeah, I think the one thing I want to talk about and bring up is that last year also had a ticket. This is not new. While we have gotten a lot of paid research in the last year, we've had paid research in the past for regular events before.
Yeah.
And I think that the $5 ticket is fine. I have no issues at all because you're paying for the pose. Don't let anything else confuse you. You are paying $5 for a pose in game that is the exact currency exchange of said pose, and then everything else is extra.
Yeah, again, that Psyduck encounter is extra. Yeah.
Well, okay. That said, 2x catch candy for a ticket is like really good. So like that, I can see why people are upset about that. That is objectively an advantage. I don't like that. Should not be part of a reward for a paid research.
Yeah, I would agree. In the past, candy bonuses have been sort of given, I think. Oh, no. They had those like rotating bonuses on each day of like an event where it was like a 7-day event and each day there was a different thing, right?
Yeah. It just, the bonuses already happening are fantastic, like I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. This just feels like you're paying for the bonus.
Yeah, right.
And that doesn't feel good. I don't like that part of it. Literally without that part, $5 isn't even too much, like I already mentioned. But adding that in there does make it feel a little bad. Like we were talking about with DeFi a couple weeks ago for the season launch.
Yeah.
Adding something in can make the public reception of it much more negative than if it wasn't there at all.
Yeah, the situation was the gifting expansion with the expedition.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that you were championing the $5 because I'm going to go ahead and champion the $2 now. You get 4 premium raid passes for $2. That's already worth your money. And you get the encounter with the Psyduck and other Pokemon too, and something to do. Yeah. I know that we've talked about this in the past and you're less about that than I am. But I put a lot of value on having something to do.
Yeah. I think the $1 is bad value despite
$2.
Sorry. I think the $2 is bad value despite like objectively being positive value because you get the raid passes.
Yeah.
But like you could buy your raid passes in a bundle instead. So
if they existed, man.
True. Buying a timed research just for a handful of encounters is always a bad investment, always a bad idea, in my opinion. The Cryogonal one was great because you got 40.
Yeah.
40 encounters for $2 is great.
Yes.
Every event. I would probably do that for any event where I was actually interested in the Pokemon. That's 40 encounters at research level IVs. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Which is why they don't do it for events that matter. But anyways.
For Catch Mastery Ice, though, I also really want to just point out and praise how straightforward that extra research ticket was if you purchased it. It's like you're going to get the free one, and then $2, boom, you want to double that. That's it. Very simple, very straightforward, nothing complicated, no misgivings, you know, no misunderstandings. I liked that. Very clean.
Yeah.
And these are relatively straightforward, too, despite this being a multifaceted two-part event. I like the way that this was laid out. So I know I talk a lot of smack. I know we talk a lot of smack about formatting in these blog posts. But this one was well structured, I think. Very clear. Yeah.
I just – maybe we'll talk more in detail when we get to our PokePoll later. Spoilers. Mm-hmm. I just don't have much issue with this at all. And I take issue with a lot of things. So, like, it's not really that bad.
I thought that's just a branding move, right? Yeah.
Sometimes.
My man. Okay. Let's move on to our last event here. Oh, I suppose just to wrap it up, the event looks pretty strong and the tickets seem neither of the tickets are a ripoff. You'll get a fair amount of value out of both of those tickets if you choose to go that route. So there you go. All right. Last event. Well, for today, I suppose. Winter Wonderland event and Wordier Raid Day. Kyle's already shaking his head. I'm jazzed. Trainers, this year's Winter Wonderland event is stuffed with fun. What a weird sentence that is. This isn't even a Thanksgiving event. What is happening?
No.
Complete collection challenges to receive encounters with event-themed Pokemon, XP, items, and more. Wordier Raid Day will also be taking place during the event. Wordier, the big horn Pokemon, will make its Pokemon Go debut in raids. In addition, you might encounter a shiny one if you're lucky. Kyle, I'm going to encourage you while I'm going through some of these details here. You should look up the shiny.
I did.
Oh, you did already? Okay. Did. Hold those thoughts. When is this event? Saturday, December 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. local time. This is for the raid day, by the way. The debut is Wordier, of course. Wordier will be appearing more frequently in raids as a bonus. Other bonuses are an increased shiny chance for Wordier, up to 5 additional daily raid passes from spinning photo gym discs during the event, and up to 2 hours afterwards. The remote raid pass limit will be increased to 10 on Friday, December 22nd at 4 p.m. to Saturday, December 23rd at 7 p.m. PST. So that's kind of it's weird. Per day then still, right? They said per day in previous texts where they had it like this.
Yeah, it has to be, because how else do you keep track of it across also 2 days?
It's not an increase if it's 10 over 2 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I guess that kind of answers itself. So yeah, there's that raid day. Kyle, how's that shiny looking?
Same as shiny Stantler.
No. It's like fine. It's just like a really off-putting yellow color, like it's greenish like yellow.
Yellow color. Green. I don't know. It worked on Stantler. It does not work on Wordier.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine. It's not the worst shiny.
The gray on Wordier looks so good, though. Like
it does.
If it was like black, maybe in the shiny, that'd be really cool.
Yeah. Wordier is a good design. I like Wordier a lot. So the rest of this, the Winter Wonderland, which is part and parcel to this blog post here, when is that portion? It's Saturday, December 23rd at 10 a.m. to Sunday, December 24th at 8 p.m. local time. So it'll wrap up around your Christmas Eve stuff. Event bonuses, up to 5 special trades can be made a day. Trades made during the event will require 50% less Stardust and 2x experience for winning raid battles. Collection challenge. I'm in. Event-themed collection challenges are coming. Complete catch and evolution-focused collection challenges to receive an encounter with Wordier and other rewards. So if you miss out on Wordier Raid Day, you can finish the collection challenge and get your encounter all the same.
Better than that. Werdeer from raids is over 1500 CP, but Werdeer from research is not.
Ooh.
So that is the only way. Well, I think if you trade and get lucky, you can also get it under 15, but this is the consistent guaranteed way to get a great league Werdeer if you care about that.
This is how to do it without trading.
Yeah.
We love
and
that.
Getting lucky.
Yep, of course. Complete the Trade Focus Collection Challenge to receive an encounter with Psyduck wearing holiday attire and other rewards. So we'll get another chance at Psyduck. I kind of like how Psyduck, this new Psyduck's like sprinkled through stuff. It's nice. And then there's going to be showcases during this event period too. The big surprise, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, so Kyle, are you going to be doing any Werdeer raids? Are you excited about Werdeer at all?
I'll do some of the Werdeer raids. I'm not super excited about it. I like Werdeer. Like, its design is good. It's one of the better Pokemon, I think, from the Hisuian evolutions. But at this point, I am just kind of salty that they're all raid exclusive. Well, air quotes, because there's going to be the research encounter. But
yeah,
you had to raid for Kleavor. You raided for Avalug. Not Ursaluna. Or you didn't have to raid for Ursaluna. So why not? I get it. Kleavor has a unique evolution. But Werdeer is just an evolution to Stantler.
It
should have been unlocked.
I was going to mention it because you said a Hisuian evolution. And we should clarify, because people will care about this, is that it's not a Hisuian form. Not like Kleavor is, or
not Kleavor, Braviary.
Braviary.
And Avalug.
Yeah. And Avalug. But this is just an evolution that came from the Hisui expanded main series game, I suppose. Yeah.
But obviously, you know, we don't have any consistency, obviously, because Alolan Raichu was raid only. You can't evolve a Pikachu into one ever.
Yeah, no, there's like zero precedent for this. And I feel like the closest you get is like Slowbro.
Well, there was the one time you could evolve Execute into Alolan Exeggutor.
Yeah.
But that was the one time. Again, Cubone into Alolan Marowak. Yeah, but it's been 2 years since Braviary and we still can't evolve our Rufflets.
True. I don't know, but Braviary has come back into raid several times, but I guess that doesn't actually solve the problem. You still have to raid for it.
This one definitely should have been treated like Ursaluna, in my opinion, because it's just a straight evolution. It's not a regional variant. I mean, it is a regional variant for the evolution, but like it exists now versus like Braviary, where there's two different Braviaries. There's not two different Werdeers. It's just the one.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just picking and choosing, you know? Yeah.
I'll do the raids. I probably do a handful just to collect it. If I get the shiny, it'll be great. If I don't, I'm not going to be too heartbroken there.
Sure.
Can we talk about this Winter Wonderland?
Yeah, I was just about to ask. Yeah, go for it.
What is this?
What do you mean, what is this?
It's literally... Look, it's nothing. It's literally exists so they could give a collection challenge, I guess.
Yeah.
Like that's the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But like there's no specific Pokemon to catch.
Nope.
It's going to be during the part two, right? No, part one goes until Christmas. It's going to be during the part one stuff. So why wasn't this just included in part one? Let it run the entire week. I don't understand.
So those are great questions. And I think the answer is just so that it's a little bit different, so that people will talk about it while they're with their family and stuff on Christmas Eve or whatever you're doing those days, you know?
And like, okay. So it's like not on Christmas, but it is on Christmas Eve.
Right.
And a lot of people celebrate Christmas Eve instead of Christmas Day.
Yep.
A lot of people, which effectively means you have Saturday to do it, and Saturday is already partially dedicated now to raid day to do it.
Yeah, but one of those bonuses gives you 2x experience for winning raid battles.
But that's just for the 2 days. That's fine, whatever. I don't have any issue with that. That's fine. But I'm talking about the collection challenge in particular. And if it's like 6 Pokemon, okay, well then you're gonna complete it in like 20 minutes depending on what you need.
Yep.
I think that my takeaway right now is for the last like 6 weeks and then the next upcoming 6 weeks, there is something happening in Pokemon Go every single weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When do you expect people to do this stuff? Like,
I don't think this is too much, though. No, it kind of depends.
I think the raid day is more than the collection. The raid day happening during a week where there's already an event-focused play happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm already playing all week because I want to get my event bonuses. Now I'm going to play during the weekend because I want to get this raid done.
Yeah, yeah. I think what they did is they tried to make this so that it doesn't matter if you're locked up and tied up with family stuff or if you're out and about doing other things. You have an option and there's a benefit and bonus to it for you, right? So like there's that three different players here, right? One, I don't celebrate anything. Fine. Go out and play. Here's a great event for you to go play, right? None of this really applies to you. So, and please enjoy. Have a nice time. The next one is somebody who is stuck with family and can't raid because of whatever reason, limitations. There's trading bonuses in here and special trades for you to do with potential family members or cousins, mm-hmm, or whatever, right? And then there are people that are stuck with their family that can raid. There's the remote raid limit increase for War Deer raid day. And yeah, I feel like they tried to make this for a little bit of everybody, and the collection challenge is just gravy, you know? Like, if you can't raid, it's right there.
Yeah, but why? There's too much happening.
If the collection challenge comes out and it's like 40 Pokemon, I will agree with you.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying, but like the raid day by itself is already a lot. Like, you have a week event, you have raid day. This weekend we have community day. Last weekend we had Catch Mastery. When was the last time there was a free weekend? Was the week before that had a free weekend? Like,
I don't even
remember. Yeah, the week before was Mareep.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And then the week before that was the other raid day that we just had. Right? Yeah.
Which one was that?
Samurott. Samurott was last, was the week, yeah, before last. Yeah. And then the week before that was Mareep.
Right.
Like, we have literally had something happening on a weekend in Go for the last 6 weeks.
And I don't see a problem.
It's too much. For people who want to actively keep up with it, what if you do something else? You just don't. What if Pokemon Go is not your life?
What?
You don't get to do, you don't get to have Wordier because you don't dedicate every weekend to Pokemon Go?
Like, no, you just do the collection challenge instead.
It's the same weekend. What if you can't play this weekend? That's my point.
Go to the bathroom, open your phone for 5 minutes, catch the spawns outside, and you're done.
Look, Chris, I need to tell you something.
Yeah?
Not everybody can open their phone and have 35 Pokemon show up.
Then go to the bathroom in a public place and open your phone. go to the McDonald's. They'll have spawns, I promise you. There you go. Boom. I normally agree. Like, sometimes the pace is ridiculous, but I think that this event is so bite-sized and tailored to different sorts of people doing all sorts of different things with purpose that I can actually see this time. Like, the scales have been lifted from my eyes. And like, I think this time it's fine. It doesn't feel as bad to me. I don't know. I feel like, okay, so to your point, what if Pokemon Go isn't your life? Well, if Pokemon Go is not your life, then you probably don't care if you miss an event.
I mean, that's definitely not true. They're designed to make you want to miss out on it. We talk about FOMO all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, if you choose to spend more time with your family instead of Pokemon Go, then clearly your priorities are in the place that they need to be.
Yes, I'm good. You have self-control. Some people don't have that self-control, though.
Oh, I mean, I don't. I'm talking about other people.
But I would spoil you. I know, not you. I know you will tell your family, I'll be back in an hour.
I'll be right back. You got stuff to do. Yeah. Ah, well, I don't know. I think it's a good point. I just feel like this year there is, well, specifically for this Winter Wonderland event, I feel like it's such a small, it's a misnomer.
Well, I think it's just happens to be coming at the culmination of literally the rest of the winter. And then, of course,
yeah,
there's going to be something the week after.
It's part two.
Part two, obviously, but that's right. An event. So.
And then there's going to be a New Year's event.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Woo-wee. Yeah, we are locked in, aren't we?
So, like, what happened to the slow time of the year?
We're not there yet. It's going to happen.
When is there? February has
end of January. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a ramp up. March?
March, you're going to be getting ready for whatever they want to plan on the summer stuff. Like, that's when they start, like, oh, yeah, here's something. Get ready.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
I love the event. Like, don't get me wrong, not the Winter Wonderland, but I love the winter part one. It's just topping it off with another weekend thing is like, come on.
You couldn't hold it back. You know what? It was because we all raided on Easter. That's what it was. And they were just like, oh, these guys will just raid whenever. And I am. So, okay, let's move on from this increasingly embarrassing conversation. We're going to move on to gear up for this week.
All right. So this week on Gear Up, we're going to do just a quick review of some stuff for December Community Day. Nothing crazy. There's a lot of information out there. Just a couple of things worth calling out because there's so much information in that article. Just scrolling through it to figure out what I wanted to talk about was a pain. But some noteworthy things to call out. Talking about the Final Evolutions because it's the easiest way to talk about it. Poliwrath. Counters just really good, like in general. Makes it better in PvP and it makes it better for taking out Rocket Grunts. If you want to do that, I like to use Poliwrath for Rocket Grunts. So, yeah. Clodsire. Clodsire is very good. That said, you don't want its Community Day move if you're going to use
Mega Horn.
In Great League, at least, you don't need the Community Day move and its other moves are better. So, but if you didn't get one because you couldn't play Wooper Day, it's a good time to get one for sure. Haxorus, Breaking Swipe is just better than Dragon Claw. Straight up. That's all there is to say. Kunkeldurr, you don't want the Community Day move for PvE, but it's pretty good in PvP, especially like in Master League. It's like rank 60 or something like that with Brutal Swing. So good use. Greninja. Yeah. Greninja. The truest example of one move update away.
Uh-huh.
Although this one was two, technically. Water Shuriken and Hydro Cannon, but Water Shuriken's always there now. Greninja, very good. If you didn't get one, it's worth getting
one.
Some.
Get one.
Yeah. Next one. Charger Bug. You heard that right. Not Vikavolt. Charger Bug.
Whoa.
Charger Rug with Volt Switch, the Community Day move, is a monster in PvP. I think it's currently making rounds in the current tournament that's happening right now competitively. I'm not going to say the name because I'm not going to embarrass myself, but it's very good. So
You mean the meta that was defined at Stuttgart or whatever it's called?
Yeah. Was that where it's held? Right. Look, I don't know.
I think it was. Yeah.
DeFi was telling me over dinner on Saturday, but I also remember saying, oh, wait, it's not this type of event. And I'm like, I can't remember anything anymore. So I know it's happening.
The big takeaway was that only one person in the top eight had a meta cham.
Yeah.
That was the big takeaway. The rest of it is extra.
And lastly, Togekiss. It's good in PvP. Like it's good to have in PvP. Now, that said, there are a lot of other good things in this whole Community Day wrap up, but of the ones that happened in the last year that are not classics, those are the ones that are worth mentioning. Of course, there's going to be Lavatar, Charmander's going to be there, Swinub, and all of them can have their evolutions, get their Community Day move. So it's always worth keeping an eye out for anything you might have in your inventory in the meantime.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, that's very much like a good like note card version of that extended conversation we had when we talked about this event last time about what was good or what wasn't. And I always forget the one here that stands out to me is the Breaking Swipe being an improvement to Dragon Claw and Haxorus.
Yep.
I just because like you don't want to run Breaking Swipe on some Pokemon that have access to it, like in Master League. I'm pretty sure you don't want it on Rayquaza. I'm not sure. But I just have sort of relegated Breaking Swipe to just being bad, and that's not true.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it's bad. Breaking Swipe is a very good PvP move. It's not good in PvE, I think, if you have access to Outrage.
Yes.
Or Draco Meteor. One of the two of them is better, obviously. I don't remember
I think that was the setting. It wasn't PvP. It was like raiding. Like,
yeah. In raiding, generally, you don't want it, but like Dragon Claw is a bad raid move. So.
Yeah. Unless it's the only thing you got, like, you know, on a Charizard X or something.
Yeah, exactly. Know?
Yeah. So cool. All right. Well, thanks very much for a nice, concise, and to the point gear up segment. That means that we're just going to take a quick little break here, and then we'll be back with PokéLore this week. Welcome back. This week for PokéLore, we're going to be talking about Citadel and Cititan, the Terra Whale Pokemon. Starting off with Citadel. Citadel is a white round cetacean Pokemon with large eyes, a large curved mouth, long fin-like forelimbs, a large tail, and two stubby legs. You know, just sort of cherry on top there. There are pink accents around its eyes, on its hands, below its feet, and on its tail, and it has a single horn on its forehead. When Citadel opens its mouth, a single rounded tooth can be seen on its lower jaw. Citadel is thought to be a close relative of Whalmer. However, unlike Whalmer, who once lived on land before becoming a sea-dwelling species, Citadel used to live in the ocean a long time ago before it migrated onto land. Citadel live in cold regions in pods consisting of around 5 individuals. That's also how many can spawn on your screen in Scarlet and Violet. Coincidence? That wasn't a fair point, but yeah. It loves minerals found in snow and ice. Citadel and its evolved form Cititan are the only known Pokemon capable of learning the move Ice Spinner by leveling up. Next up is Cititan. Cititan is a large cetacean Pokemon. It has a white piscine body with large forelimbs and legs and pink accents around its eyes, forepaws, and tail. The tail has two large pairs of fins protruding from either side. Cititan also has a gray underside with circular white accents, as well as gray accents on its armpits, and two large gray claws on each foot. It has 5 horns, 2 on the top of its head, and 3 around its large wavy mouth. The singular horn on its upper jaw allows it to gather ice energy and freeze its surroundings. When Cititan opens its mouth, rows of long teeth-like plates can be seen lining its jaws. Cititan has tough muscles, which allow it to support its weight and attack with immense physical power. It also has a thick layer of subcutaneous fat, which helps it migrate around snowy areas, much like myself. It lives in pods and shares habitats with Avalug. As mentioned in the anime Paldean Winds, which I haven't watched yet, I keep meaning to. Have you seen any clips from that? It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Yeah. Please remind me. And I'll remind you if I remember.
I'll try.
Okay. As mentioned in the anime Paldean Winds, in Paldea, Cititan mainly live on top of Glacierto Mountain, and their main diet consists of snow and ice. The anime also mentions that Cititan can use echolocation to find and communicate with others of its kind through sound waves, and that the sounds it makes is said to be similar to that of a flute. Cititan and its pre-evolved form Citadel are the only known Pokemon capable of learning the move Ice Spinner by leveling up. We already knew that. Cool. Stats for Cititan. Max CP at 40 is 3113, and at 50 is 3519. Why, you might ask? Well, it's at 347 stamina stat, 123 defense, and 208 attack. That is a big, big Pokemon. Yeah. Best moveset, allegedly. Now, this could change before it comes out here in a little while. 6 days from now, right? Ice Shard with Avalanche and Body Slam. You might want to swap out the Body Slam for Heavy Slam, depending, but, you know, kit it out to taste, I suppose.
You're not gonna use this.
Yeah, you're not. It might be a good gym defender.
No. It's
ice monotype.
It's true. Look. I like Cititan. Like, I liked it when they revealed it when they were doing teasers for Scarlet and Violet, and Chris was like, oh, I don't like that Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't like that Pokemon.
Chris still doesn't like this Pokemon. This is one of the few times where Chris is like, yeah, I don't like it. And I do. Yeah, big fan. I don't care for Citadel personally. It's whatever. kind of strange. So Titan feels like a one stage Pokemon.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So the baby is awkward. But that ice monotype is absolutely brutal.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not good. It's yeah. bad. And then they made it defensively statted as well. Like, ice defensively is awful. It's mm-hmm. just bad.
Yep.
And that's it. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's usable as an ice type with this moveset. It's not good. You'd probably rather use like a Sneasel or a Weavile. And you definitely would rather use an Amoswine.
Yeah. Or a Mega Bombasnow or something.
Maybe if it gets Powder Snow, it'll be better, but not significantly.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not care for Satitan when I saw it in the trailers for Scarlet and Violet. I like Satoddle a little bit more because it's more emotive. But I think Kyle's got a good point when Satitan, when he says that Satitan looks like a single stage evolution Pokemon. I don't like this evolution line between the two of them. It just, like, make up your mind, one or the other is how I feel about it. Satoddle or Satitan. But
I felt the same way, though, about Tadbulb and Bellybolt. So,
oh yeah, but at least they're like super different looking. This one, he just gets a little bit bigger and has like two more horns.
Yeah, it's a baby. That's why. Like, that's versus an evolution yeah. type thing. You know, that's why it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. I think that's what it is. Where it's like, okay, this one just grew up. It didn't evolve. It just like ate well last season or something.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But this Pokemon gets a lot of love, so I'm going to carefully and respectfully end my comments there. So, yeah. That is Satitan and Satoddle. So, great. That means that we have arrived at the entrance of Pokepole.
So last week's Pokepole question was, what are you looking forward to the most in the new season, Timeless Travels? First response from Saralore. They said, well, we loved playing Legends of Arceus to full completion, so all things Hisuia are right up our street, such as the upcoming raid days are a top pick.
Yeah.
However, that's where the unity ends. We are a split household. My kid is really looking forward to Hisuian Decidueye because it was his starter and first thing to reach level 100. My choice is Hisuian Typhlosion. For no other reason than how it looks.
Yeah.
Who cares what its stats are?
Yeah, me too. Good choice. Yeah.
Until we get to see it without its flames and we're all very sad again.
I hope it'll just constantly have it on.
You know it won't. It doesn't in the game.
Yeah, maybe
if
not.
You put it out as your buddy to walk with you or get stuff, it doesn't have him out. I'm like, oh.
It's a cool Pokemon. On. Very cool Pokemon.
Justice for Typhlosion.
Yes.
Give him his flaming
flames
mane.
yo, yeah, give him his mane all the time.
Yes,
forgot to turn him off.
Next one's from Artemis Dragon. They said, hey fellas, I'd personally like to see less filler events and more focus on day-to-day gameplay since it's supposed to be the off season. Why not use this time to do stuff like, I don't know, help skip through all of those Team Rocket and raid reward pages? Seriously, why can't it all be on a singular shareable page? I just want to catch the Pokemon and move on with my life. I don't need an announcement that I got 3 potions, a TM, candy, and God knows what else from 4 different pop-ups. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Okay.
I did a Rocket Grunt for the first time. Not a Rocket Grunt, I did a leader for the first time in a while. Got an animation for the brick for Shadow Raids, and I was like, well, this is...
Oh,
waste of my time here. Uh-huh. Thank you,
man. You're not. Yeah, but once you're maxed out, you don't see them anymore.
Yeah, I know. I haven't gotten any since the last time I used them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they also take up inventory space, so maybe I threw some out too.
They do.
They do take up inventory. Oh. Which they take up 10 because you can only have 10. But still,
I like them less. I thought you can only have 8. Like, you can only use 8.
You can only. I think you can have 10.
Let me look. I can tell you right now.
I think you can have 10, and you can only. You can have 10. I think you can only use 5 and it takes 8 to break.
Right. Sorry. Yes. Those are the numbers. You can hold 10. You can only use 5 and it takes 8.
Okay. Cool. Anyways, thank you.
Thank God we figured that one out. Oh, my goodness.
Next one's from Ember via Spotify. They said, I'm really looking forward to get the Hisuian forms of Pokemon and getting new shinies.
Great answer. Yep.
I'm very excited for the Hisuian starters. Very, very cool.
Yep, this should be a good season for that. Yeah.
The animation of Hisui and Samurott pulling its sword out, by the way, is very good.
It's good.
I don't know. Yeah. I just never had seen it before, and it was unexpected. I liked it.
I just don't care for Oshawott's line in general. So I haven't paid a lot of attention to it, but since this raid day and since I circle set, saw that a lot, and it was real smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next one's from Eevee Lover Nia from Spotify, and they said, new shinies and hopefully new legendaries.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Not sure about that one, unfortunately.
Fingers crossed. Come on.
Oh, what legendaries are we up to, right? We need a... we're at Galar, right? We finished Alola?
Yeah.
Well, unless they do, like, Solgaleo and Lunala raids, I suppose.
We could. I mean, we've technically had them in the past, but you kind of had to choose, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't a raid. I guess that counts, I think. They could do I don't remember the Pokemon's name, the new force of nature, Amor something.
Amorous.
Amorous. There you go. Yeah, they could do Amorous raids.
We could. We are missing Amorous, and this would be a good time for it. I think you probably nailed it on the head. I'm sure we'll see that this season. Yeah, almost positive, or like at Sinnoh Tour or something.
Yeah, something like that. I would be surprised then if we did got out of this season with all the Hisui without that.
Right. Yeah.
And last one comes in the form of an email from Paul BD, and they said, GoCast, my dudes. I'm looking forward to Bergmite. I desperately want a hundo, so this Catch Mastery event has me pumped. But also the Christmas event, because they usually spawn either one or both weeks of that. Also, Snorunt Shiny is dope. Keep up the good work. May the shiny vibes be in your favor, Paul BD. Yep. I hope you had good luck on your Catch Mastery Day.
Snorunt Shiny
yellow
is,
snow.
Snorunt Shiny is, in fact, dope.
Yeah.
Very
now,
cool.
Frostlash Shiny, not so dope. Like, I like that it turns purple, but...
Yeah,
that's it.
It ain't a miss, but it ain't hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this week's PokePoll is... Even if the free portion is great, does the option of purchasing a ticket for an event in Pokemon Go change your attitude about it? If it does, how so?
And I guess if not, you know, tell us why you don't care about it, you know? Yeah. But yeah, this is very clearly inspired by the conversation we were sort of starting to have in the winter holiday event part one, where it had two tickets. And there was some meta commentary in the community about people just hating on the event right away. Like, oh, my gosh, of course there's tickets, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, like Kyle was saying before, while the trend has been more tickets at these sorts of events, there seems to be more paid options for most of these sorts of things. This winter event is not special. We've had it in the past. Now, have we had two tickets in the past? No, but it's not that big of a change, to be super honest. But overall, Kyle, does the existence of a ticketed part of an event affect how you feel about the event?
I think overall it doesn't affect me. I think the severity of the ticket could factor in more heavily. Like, if you got 10 free encounters for Cryogonal for Catch Mastery and the ticket gave 40, that would probably make me feel a lot worse about the Catch Mastery event. And the fact that the ticket does give for the Winter 1 event the 2x catch candy, that does make me feel a little bit worse about the event overall, but it doesn't make the event bad. Like,
yes.
I'm like, I'm not going to play now because I don't have that bonus, but I do feel bad that I'm playing and don't have that bonus.
Yeah, no, I agree. If it's very clear that like something was taken from the original standardized event that we're expecting and it has been, relegated to a ticket that feels overpriced for the value that it provides, then I feel bad about it. And we've had some small examples of that. I mean, like we were just talking about earlier, the gifting expansion for the season now being put on the Expedition Pass. It gets close to feeling like that for me. I don't think it does, probably because I don't care that much about gifting, but also because we got different bonuses instead of that for the season, right? So that gets really close to that. And if that line is clearly crossed, then I feel bad about it. But if not, I just look at it as extra, like sprinkles on my Sunday. You know, mm-hmm. like, do I need sprinkles on my Sunday? No, I'm still going to have a great Sunday, but I could, you know. This is a really, truly personal question and has a lot to do with your current attitude towards Niantic. And in the wake, I would have loved to have asked this question prior to the remote raid changes and then compare and contrast to the same question asked now.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we didn't see that coming down the pike. So we just have this after the fact. So I'm curious to hear what other people have to say. Kyle, is there anything else you want to talk to about this on this topic or no?
No, I don't think so. I said my piece and I'd love to hear people's stances overall and like high concepts on the matter. Not just makes me feel bad because I don't get the bonus because I think that's a fair and universal stance for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I get that. But if you, dear listener, have a take, an interesting take, a standard take, whatever sort of take you got, we'll take them. Please feel free to answer this Pokeball question when it's posted on X/Twitter. If you'd like to send it to us via an email, you can by mail, sending it to mail@gocastpodcast.com. You can also call our voicemail line at 262-586-7717 and leave a voicemail there for us to play on the show potentially. You could also answer it on Spotify in the mobile app version in the interact page or tab or whatever it's called. I believe it's called that for this episode in particular. And if you are watching on YouTube, the video version of this show right now, first of all, please go ahead and subscribe to that YouTube channel. Thank you forever. You can feel free to just comment and reply there. And how could I forget? Lastly, if you're a patron in our patron Discord, we have an entire channel dedicated to Pokepoll. So you could leave your answer there. And that's the first place I pull from, being very transparent. But that should be relatively obvious. So cool, cool, cool. But speaking of email, voicemail, and all that other good stuff, Mr. Kyle, what's going on?
It's time for emails.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and one voicemail this week. This first voicemail and only voicemail, I should say, I believe is from Brio, if I caught the name correctly.
Hey, Chris and Kyle. This is Brio from Loveland, Colorado. I just wanted to call and thank you guys for the entertainment that you provide and the laughs that you've given. I don't think you know how much it can brighten our day listening to your guys' podcast, whether it's listening to you guys or the PvP Corner or Starpiece. I just find it super entertaining, and it it really makes my day better when I get to listen to you guys. So I just wanted to call and say thank you for that. You guys are awesome. The other thing I was going to mention was the party play. As far as the favorite parts of party play, I would say it would have to be, at first it was the bonus damage on raids. It made it so my daughter and my son and I could do raids together and take down even 5-star raids pretty much by ourselves, which is amazing. And then I think the other part that's become really great for us is the challenges. The challenges at first seemed like they were mundane, but now we kind of challenge each other, and my son always wants to be the best. I always try to beat him, and my daughter always contributes, and sometimes she wins too. So it's just become kind of a family thing. So anyways, appreciate you guys. Thanks for everything, and talk to you soon.
So it's Brio, not Brio. But if it's any consolation, I did love Brio growing up. So thank you very much for the voicemail. Hey, there's something wrong with a little family competition, you know? Yeah. Love that. Love that.
So I finally used the party play feature for the first time ever.
Yes.
With Chris over the Catch Mastery. And it's so strange. I feel so strangely about this system because I think the best use of the system is what was just described in the voicemail. But the use that they are trying to describe is to get people to go out and meet people and play and socialize. But the party play system only works when you have an established party, when you have a significant other, when you have one or two close friends that you're just going to party up with to do the bonuses.
Yep.
And the bonuses for raiding is really good. Like, if you have a significant other or one friend you play with a lot, it's amazing to party up and just get free damage.
Yeah, party power is huge.
Yeah.
It's gigantic. Yep. Other people have talked to this point, and last week I believe we covered many of those responses, but to just reiterate and echo some of them, the tasks are very underwhelming, but party power in raids is very good. Seeing people on the map is cool too, you know. I've come around to it. You know, we were partying with Mitch, and at one point in time Mitch had to leave to go do something, or I think he went to the Lego store because we were playing in a mall, and we saw Mitch just peel out,
walk away,
and then we came back later and there he was. Like, it's cool. That's cool for sure. But thank you very much for the voicemail.
Our one and only email is from Baby Evie. They said, "Hi Chris and Kyle, Baby Evie here. I just reached level 40 and wanted some advice for how to go about catching 200 Pokemon in a single day. I go to school Monday to Friday and I get to play on my way home from school, but I feel like I just don't have enough time and resources to complete this task. I honestly think my best chance for getting this task done is a community day or Go Fest. May Bidoof smile upon you, Baby Evie."
I think you might be right. I think either a day where there are spawns available, which would be an event like community day or Go Fest, you have a better opportunity to do it, or go out on a Saturday and Sunday, having saved up resources for a while, so you have like 300 or 400 Pokeballs, so you have lots of room to potentially miss or them to break out, and then just go and try to plan a day where you can actually go play for a couple of hours, like with a friend, parent, whatever you have to do. That's really it. Yeah.
The community day is the clear winner for that.
Yeah.
If you have an incense to use during the community day, makes it better. Another one, if you have a Go Plus, don't use it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to eat all of your spawns and it's only going to catch like 40% of them. And then you're going to have to move if you want to keep going.
Yeah. And if resources are a question thing for you, like a limiting factor, the Go Plus is also going to just eat your red balls alive.
Mm-hmm. It's a matter of time, practicing quick catching. If you're not quick catching on a community day, can be absolutely game changing.
Mm-hmm.
You will clear the Pokemon and be able to walk to the next part of your park, you know, 7 or 8 times faster, and that's not an exaggeration.
Yes, 100%.
Definitely a good concerted effort on the next community day you get to play.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. Well, hopefully that's helpful to you. And all the same, thank you for writing in, Baby Evie. We appreciate it. Cool. So if you, dear listener at home or wherever you might be, would like to email us or send in a voicemail just like these fine folks did, you can by sending it to mail@gocastpodcast.com or calling 262-586-7717. You can also visit our website for all things GoCast at gocastpodcast.com. Follow us on X/formerly Twitter @GoCastPodcast. If you want to help support the show monetarily and then get access to our Patreon Discord, you can by helping us out on Patreon. That's spelled patreon.com/GoCastPodcast. And $1, the minimum tier per month, gets you access to our Discord server. But speaking of patrons, shout out to our Elite Trainer tier patrons. Big, big thank you to Bo, Daniel, Lori, Michael, Ozzy, Arkham, Marvin and Mimi, Sforza, Rasui and Ryan, Thayer, Jason, Justin, Charles, Modders, Lee, William, Brandon, Ethan, Steven, Nick, our favorite listener, Drew 2, Camo, The Ugly Rock, Jacob, Victoria, and Sarah Lore. We appreciate you all very much, and thank you very much for your generous support in helping us keep the digital lights on, among other things. If monetary support's not in the cards for you, you can, of course, leave us a review. It helps us out immensely. I cannot quantify how much it does. On Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you can leave a review, please, please do. It'll take you just a moment, and it's huge for us. So thank you very much. Cool. So, Mr. Kyle, we got to set some goals, and then we can get on out of here. What do we have this weekend? We've got Community Day. Community Day. My gosh. We've got Community Day this weekend.
Community Day.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I am not going to play Community Day. I played every community day this year, so I'm good. And I'm also working in the exact times on Sunday. So like, I'm not getting a research because I will not be able to finish it.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I want to make the progress on the Timeless Travels research. I don't know. I have to like catch another Pokemon to get to the second page, which then I think has this like a 7-day timer basically. So I have to make sure I start that in time for our next episode.
Well, you have plenty of time. We actually recorded on a Tuesday this week.
Yep.
So you've got the optimal amount of time.
Going to continue my buddy progress and carry over my storage cleaning because I haven't cleaned my Catch Mastery stuff. So many Cryogonals added to the stack.
All right. Okay. For myself, I want to catch 20 Shinies, 10 each day if I can, 200,000 Stardust, and hatch 50 eggs at minimum. I've been doing pretty well with hatching 50-ish plus or just a little bit under on average. So I'm excited to see what my fitness challenge summary is going to be. Although I have a sneaking suspicion that Monitors has got my number this quarter. So we'll see. But anyway, thank you all for listening all the way through to the end of episode 262. We'll see you again next week for episode 263 for more holiday winter stuff and excitement. Until then, Shiny Vibes, good luck with Community Day. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.